What if Washington's public square was transformed by Christians living steadfast, mature lives established in the gospel message? Today will be a day when your roots go deep in your faith, producing authentic fruit in your workplace and communities, unshaken by the challenges of everyday life. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you're looking for great public square resources, in other words, how do I get involved? How do I pray? How do I outreach? How do I evangelize? How do I get involved in even the establishment of what God has for me in the public square? I want to encourage you to go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org and click on the public square ministry button. It's a great place to get information, ideas, some concepts, or what you can do to be effective in the public square. Also, if you're enjoying these daily devotionals, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in the Washington Defender app, place this devotion in your huddle. It really does help us get the word out and cause us to change hearts so that we change the public square. All right, let's dive in. We're in the series called Encourage Together, and that we are to be established. Let's look at Romans chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. For I long to see you so that I may impart some spiritual gifts to you, that you may be established. Did you notice this first and foremost thing, that the spiritual gifts that God has given us establishes us? And Paul's longing is for the Romans to be established in their faith. And the question is, do we have that same longing for ourselves and for others that we come in contact with in the public square? Do we have a heart that they be established in the faith? Then he goes on to say, that is, that I may be encouraged together with you while among you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine. Our faith can encourage each other. Our faiths can somehow come in and play into our hearts, into our lives, that we are able to walk with Jesus, and that will establish each other so that we can be on a firm foundation in Jesus Christ. So what does it mean to be established in your faith, or to be established in the faith? Let's look at Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. This is, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus. Now, how did you receive Christ Jesus? As a gift of God by grace through faith, so walk in him. So you're supposed to walk as a gift of God by grace through faith, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. So we're supposed to be firmly rooted and being built up in Jesus and established in our faith. And it's just as we were instructed. So let's look at some areas that God would want to establish us in. In Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, it says, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Now think about this for a moment. If you're going to be established, salvation is by faith through grace and not by works. This is incredibly important, because every false religion has an element of works-based salvation involved. But the gospel message of Jesus Christ is that Jesus died for our sins, that he was buried, that he rose again, that we may have eternal life, and that he appeared. That is the gospel message, and that is how salvation is. It's based upon the payment of Jesus Christ, and that we can turn to him and receive that gift of grace through repentance. Ephesians 3, 17 through 19 says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through what? Through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all fullness of God. So when you are established, your true salvation produces deep roots into the things of God. Now, I simply believe that this is our roots going deep into the Word of God and allowing his Word to give us nutrition, to water us, to bring about the change that we so desperately need in our hearts and in our lives and in our minds. And then it says in Matthew 7, 17, so every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Jesus goes on to say, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know them by their fruits. You are established when you begin to produce roots of salvation that go deep into the Word of God, and that produces that those roots feed the tree, and the tree produces genuine, authentic fruit. Now, some of us, or all of us at times, have bad fruit, and we need to prune that stuff out. But the reality is God has given us His Holy Spirit to empower us to produce fruit that lasts. So think about being established in that way. Now, Hebrews says this, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. And let us consider how to stimulate one another on to love and good deeds. So we need to have an unwavering faith. The world is pressing in, and in your workplace, you may be thinking, how can I walk this walk out? How can I live this out with others? That unwavering faith is incredibly important to what God has for us to do and to say. And so we can be not shaken by the things of this world, but be strong and steadfast because our foundation is absolutely sure. Now in Luke 9:23, it says, and he was saying to them, Jesus, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If you want to be established, pick up your cross daily and follow after Jesus. What does that mean? Die to yourself daily. Have humility each and every day. Be willing to lay down your life for your brothers and for your friends and for your enemies. Have a humble spirit among you. For we walk by faith and not by sight, says 2 Corinthians. You want to be established? You're going to have to walk by faith in Jesus. Not everything are you going to be able to see. Some of it will be by faith. John 14:15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, Jesus says. So we got to obey all that Jesus commanded. And he gave us two simple, love God, love others. Those are the two greatest commandments. And we want to obey those commandments as we go. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Did you notice this, that those who need just milk, they're not accustomed to the word of righteousness? We're living in a culture in a day that is not accustomed to living in God's righteousness. In other words, God has certain activities and behaviors that he says is right, and he has certain things that he says is wrong. And we need to train ourselves by practicing that righteousness, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. If you want to be established in the Lord, mature in Christ, and discern what is good and what is evil. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Established Christians grow in the grace of God. This is not grace to sin. This is empowerment to live a holy life. And you know, it's only by grace that you can live that holy life that is pleasing unto the Lord. And finally, blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. The final establishment is being faithful during our trials. So what am I saying to you? You walk into that workplace today, and what are you going to experience? I want to remind you, as you walk in across that threshold into your place of work, you will live by faith through grace. Your roots are going deeper into the things of God, that you are going to produce fruit in that public square today. As you're interacting with customers, as you're interacting with your coworkers, as you're interacting with your manager, God's fruit of righteousness is going to come out of your life. You're going to pick up your cross today because you are an established individual and walking after God. You're going to pick up your cross and follow after Jesus in all humility. When you make a mistake, you're going to admit it and ask for forgiveness. When you gossip or slander or put someone down, you're going to admit that your mouth got carried away and you should not have said those things. You are going to walk by faith today. God is maturing you today that you may be able to obey Jesus and all that he has commanded you to love God the Father and to love your neighbor as yourself. You are going to be faithful during trials today. Today is a day that you are established. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for you establishing us through the blood of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you that you have saved us by grace through faith, and that it's not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God. God, help us have our roots go deep in the Word of God. Help the fruit be honoring and pleasing to you. God, go before us in all things today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.